Blog Talk Radio.
Hotel and casino
And when I say it was super clinic, it dealt with several sports. It dealt with volleyball, football, track and field, softball, baseball. And, of course, a lot of these camps and clinics, well, actually these clinics, are geared towards coaches. And the reason why I'm hitting on this is because, again, for some particular reason in women's football, we have a lot of coaches who feel that they don't need to be coached up and feel that they, you know, old dogs can't learn new tricks. And actually, when I went to this clinic and talked to a few people, I was almost laughed out of there when I made mention, how do you guys feel about coaches going to clinics, to coaching clinics? And a lot of coaches saying, you know, hey, even if I don't use the material, at least I know what my opponents are out there learning, and I know how to combat what's going on. So if it's a new offensive formation, new offensive scheme, a new technique, like I said, last week we had Coach Mark Rodriguez here talking about face-to-play technique. Again, a lot of these things are being taught at these coaches' clinics. And, you know, for you ladies who have not had a chance to go to a coaches' clinic, I advise you to go. I mean, they're all over the United States, and there's one in your town. If you got a major college or university located within 50 miles of your location, trust me, that coach, that college puts on a coaches' clinic for the high schools. You definitely should spend some time going there and understanding what the coaches do and what coaches learn. But again, this was a super clinic that took place at the Riviera Hotel this past weekend, February 11th through the 13th. Again, the major sports were football, volleyball, soccer, track and field, and it was brought to you by Adidas, believe it or not. It was the Adidas Super Camp. And basically, I'm just going to talk a little bit about, you know, some of the people that they had there and some of the topics that they talked about. Again, my job is to inform you and enlighten you on what goes on in football worldwide. I mean, this is happening all the time. So when people go to the Ning board and ask why, you know, I say this or I say that, it's because this is what the other coaches and organizations are going through right now. And again, these college coaches go to the NFL clinics, and high schools go to the college clinics, and Pop Warner football coaches go to the high school clinics. So where do we fit at as far as women's football is concerned? You got to fit in where you fit in. And right now there is no spot, so we have to create our spot, and that's what the Women's Football Camp and Conference is all about. You can always go to womensfootballcamp.com to find out the latest and the greatest. And again, it's a place where the good gets better. But going to this real quick, again, it's a three-day clinic. It started off on Thursday at noon. The first topic was a developing the quarterback by Shane Sketchen. He's a quarterback coach at UNLV. You had a defensive philosophy by Stan Buck, head coach of Blackfoot Idaho High School. Okay, Blackfoot High School, which is in Idaho. You had passing from compressed formations, meaning in tight formations, John Rice, who I actually got a chance to meet. And with coaches and something? I forgot offhand. I get it here. Oh, here we go. Coach's Choice, which is a great network. Because they have all the videos, DVDs and everything. CoachesChoice.com is where you want to go. Again, CoachesChoice.com. But again, I got a chance to sit down and talk with John Rice for a good 45 minutes. But he's a defensive coordinator at Corona High School out in Santiago. In Corona, California. He's at Santiago High School, my bad, out in Corona, California. So he talked about compressed formations, passing out of pressure organization by Trace Denicki. He's a DB coach at Fallbrook High School. And so, again, this was from 12 to noon. So there was three sessions going on at one time. So, you know, again, as a coach of one team, I wouldn't have been able to hit all three sessions. So it's always good as a coaching staff or an organization to at least go 3 to 4 deep to these coaches' clinics, because, again, you got different things going on at the same time. And there was approximately about 400 participants at this particular camp. this past weekend. I'm not going to go over to volleyball, track, whatever. I'm just going to go over football stuff. So that went from noon to 1, from 1:15 to 2:15. Again, Coach Shane Stetson from UNLV went over quarterback drills. John Marshall, he went over moving from the eye to the spread. So, again, changing your offense. And then John Rice, again, talked about utilizing the front formations within a 3-3 to defend various situations. Then you had spread offense part one by Trace Denicki. So, again, it's just some great stuff that went down that took place. Let me move on. From 2:30 to 3:45, basically, they had a keynote speaker, Winning Is Not Everything, by Paul Buchan. He's a U.S. Army retired Vietnam Medal of Honor recipient. Then he spoke for an hour and 45, actually hour and 15. Then actually from 4 to 5, they had a 3D offense, three-dimension change offense from year to year, game to game, and play to highlight strength and hide weaknesses. That was brought to you by Kevin Kelly from Little Rock, some high school out in Little Rock. You had Ryan Flicker, did man-to-man coverage, tight and loose from Eastern Arizona College, DB coach. You had pass rush fundamentals and techniques using martial arts. You had Anthony Rizzini from Morton High School out in Illinois. You had teamwork and nutrition. Tony Gonzalez was here from the NFL Atlanta Falcons. We had Coaching with Heart, The Art of Cultivating Champion. And that was done by Jerry Lynch, PhD. So they went on to visit the exhibitors. Then from 6:15 to 7 o'clock, you had the no punt philosophy. Again, having punted only 4 times in 3 years. This is Kevin Kelly, the head coach at Little Punisky Academy in Little Rock, Arkansas. Basically, he spoke on not punting the ball at all, which really changes the philosophy of the game. It just takes, you know, the basic philosophy as a coach is to get 3.5 yards a play. 3.5 times 3 is about 11 yards every 3 plays. Going on 4 downs, you know, you only have to get a little under 3 yards, or just, a little under 3 yards, like 2.5 yards a play. And that was his philosophy. Again, I took some great notes on that. But, again, I'm not going to share it here right now because, again, that's what I go to these camps and conferences for, to learn in these clinics. But that was a great one. We had defensive back drills, again, by Ryan Fluker from Eastern Arizona College. You had spread offense part 2, pass concepts, installing the spread, related drills, Trace Denicki. Then you had defensive back drills, again, by Ryan Fluker. And then that was it for the night. Then we went over on Saturday, got up early Saturday morning. We did, again, defensive back skills and drills by Timmy Duffy, cornerback coach at Colorado State. You had special teams and special drills by Larry Lewis, special teams coach at Colorado State. You had offensive line philosophy, how to present a play to your players, basically by Pat Meyer, O-line running game coordinator for Colorado State. Then you had the wide receivers and fundamentals by Dan Hammer-Ziski, which is the pass coordinator and wide receiver coach at Colorado State. So, again, you see one particular group or one particular coaching staff coming in and giving you their insight on what's going on. Then the next session, we talked about implementing a zone pressure package in the 3-3 defense, again, by John Rice. We had special teams tackling progression, which was Larry Lewis from Colorado State. You had fundamental drills and offensive linemen by Pat Meyer. You had the vertical passing game. The next session was quarterback development and fundamentals by Steve Fairchild, head coach at Colorado State. Again, cover 4, coverage and variations by Tim Duffy. What else? Then we went to another session with linebackers with Randy Bates from Northwestern University. You had 3-step passing game by Kevin Johns, Northwestern University wide receiver coach, drop back pass protection. by Blake Miller from Utah. Who else we had? We went over Stopping the Spread Offense by Randy Bates, linebacker coach. Five Steps and Play Action Passing Game by Kevin Dunn. We had Running for Dummies by Charlie Parker. What else did we see? Using the Tight End in the Split Offense by Blake Miller, offensive line coach from Utah. Strength Training 101 by Mark Sessions, St. Louis Lafayette High School. So as you can see, I mean, these clinics get real in-depth, real in-depth. I mean, I'm only halfway through. They talk about zone pressure, when and why, by Jamie Hill, defensive coordinator at BYU. Everyday drills for run blocking by the D-line coach from BYU. He had better fitness for linemen. A track coach's point of view by Dale Heffel, head coach, well, retired head coach from San Diego, Colorado State. We have fundamentals and techniques to stop the run for D-line play. Then we went to eight man in the box. You know, what happens with eight man in the box, using the tight end in the split offense. What else? Everyday drills for pass rushing. We had attacking the quarterback. What else? That was day two. And then day three, which was this past Sunday, developing a defensive game plan. Boise State defense 4-2-5, run fits and zones. That was by Boise State coach. What else? Offensive game planning. Taking coaching to a higher level, which was another one, was Danny Williams, from assistant coach at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. So you see a lot of variety here at these camps, you guys. So, you know, again, my advice to you, if you're not a coach, is definitely look into the clinics in your area and see what's going on, see what's happening, and get yourself involved. I know there is another camp who's coming up. Actually, there's another camp up in Northern Cali, actually in Reno, you guys. For those up in Northern Cali, Oregon, Seattle area, it's the 30th Annual Clinic of Champions. It's going to be at the Pepper Mill on February 26th and 27th. Keynote speakers will be Andy Ludwig, who's the Cal Berkeley offensive coordinator. You got Chris Peterson, head coach of the Boise State 49ers. He's going to be keynote speakers. You got Brady Hoke, San Diego State head coach. You got Rocky Long, San Diego State defensive coordinator. You got Dave Flip, San Francisco 49ers special teams coach. You got Jeff Jordan, Butt Junior College head coach. You got Brian Miller, Oregon State strength coach. You got Steve Morton, San Jose offensive coordinator. You got Tim Wash, Cal Poly San Luis Obispo head coach. You got Jason Tarver, San Francisco 49 linebacker coach. And you got Obi Gonzalez, UCA. And again, that clinic is going to be taking place on February 27th through the 26th and 27th up at the Pepper Mill out in Reno, Nevada. If you get an opportunity to get there, please do. You can go to their website is clinicofchampions.com. Again, clinicofchampions.com. The cost is $80 by February 15th, $90 after. Again, you got to educate yourself and get better as players. You got to educate and get yourself better as coaches. And, again, I don't know about organizations as far as, you know, building an organization and marketing and all that stuff. These clinics don't indulge in those things only because they're strictly football clinics. And then I know Nike is doing another clinic here at the Hard Rock in Las Vegas, I want to say 2 weeks from now, or 3 weeks from now. I mean, the first week of March, and I'm looking into going to that. Again, I try to hit everything that I can that's close to me. That way, I'm up on things, and I'm able to pass out this information to you ladies, you coaches, and you owners. And, again, that's what we're trying to build, the camp, our women's football camp and conference to be the premier camp and conference for women football players, women football coaches, and women football team owners. because there's nothing like that out there in the world. And like I said, I'm bringing in a lot of information on that and, you know, things that take place, basically. So, again, you got to get some, make some time and get out there. This is camp and clinic time. I know that people ask me, why do we have our football camp and clinic in January? Because of all the competition from the regular camps and clinics that go on, we're leaving ourselves the opportunity to allow outside coaches to come in and assist and speak and talk at our camp and clinic from here on out. So once February rolls around, you know, it's strictly there on the speaking tour. They're already pretty much set through the month of March. And once they get to March, middle of March, it's already a spring football time for most colleges. So we had a prime time, and we're excited about the camping conference. As a matter of fact, at this point, we've already registered over 100 people. 100 people have already registered for the Women's Football Camping Conference for 2011. And I'm very excited about that because I guess the people are opening their eyes and realizing that it's real. People are learning, and they have an opportunity to get better at this location, at this camping conference. And like I said, it's only going to get stronger. It's only going to get better. So we should be updating some more information. Check in weekly at womensfootballcamp.com. Again, womensfootballcamp.com. Check in weekly with some updates. I know. Hold on one second. I got a message coming in. I'm sorry about that, folks. But I got to answer some people that are hit me up. I might be on Facebook at the same time. But, yeah, we need to make sure that, yay, we put out a hole with your spot out there. So if you go to womensfootballcamp.com, let me make sure when I go to womensfootballcamp.com, you go to register, and you click register, you can get your spot held with only a small deposit. Of course, it's non-refundable, but it's $25. $25 will hold your spot. Again, we're limited in the amount of spots that we are having for the players aspect of the camping conference. And like I said, we got over 100 players have registered for the camping conference for 2011. But a lot of people emailed me and said they just didn't have the 150. So I sat down with the board of the WFCC and said, can we, you know, let's sell this bad boy out. Let's go ahead and put down, let people hold their spot for $25. Of course, it's non-refundable. So just all you got to do is click it, pay it, and you'll hold your spot. Again, a lot of people took advantage of the early camper situation. I think it was 25% off. So if you went and registered, it would be 25% for everybody who signed up. I'm not quite sure when. I think the cutoff date for that, it's going to be February 28th. So if you want to get your 25% off, go ahead and register ASAP at womensfootballcamp.com. Like I said, there's over 100 campers that have signed up already who's taken advantage of that early campers program. But again, we want this to be affordable for everybody. We want everybody to have an opportunity to come to the camping conference. So we put a hold my spot for $25. Again, non-refundable, but hey, it's worth it. Hold your spot for $25, and you got, 10 months from now to make sure you get your money in. So I think the deadline is going to be November 1st, that all payments got to be paid in full for the hold my spot. But get your spot now. I'm telling you, it's going to be a sellout. It's going to be a sellout. You know, I pump things. But this is real. Like I said, we got over 100 campers signed up already for the camping conference. If you have any questions, you can always email me at womensfootballcamp@yahoo.com. You can hit me at lasvegasshowgirls@yahoo.com. You know, you can always call me at 702-764-8878. I'll give you the lowdown and the how down and all that other good stuff. So, you know, I'm ready. You ready? The season is here, and we are ready to rock and roll, you know? You know, so let me go ahead. You know what? Wow, time is flying already. I didn't realize that I'm already 25 minutes into the show. And all I talked about so far was just the camp and the clinic that I went to this past weekend. But, again, it's information that I need to pass on to you football players and coaches and owners. You got to educate yourself. There's nothing wrong with educating yourself. All right, so let's go again. Let's just move on. We're going to move on to quarter number two, but first we're going to give recognition to our three sponsors that we have for Four Quarters with Coach Lee, because you rock your Four Quarters with Coach Lee, and it's brought to you by Rogers Athletic Company, where the good get better because they got the equipment to make you better. You got Adidas, my Adidas, your Adidas. We all should be rocking Adidas. Why? Because they support women's sports. And by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Why? Because they will pick you up. So, you know, let's move on. Let's move on. Let's shake and bake. Let's shake and bake. And let's move on to quarter number two. Preseason. Yes. I think right now, I think every team out there is practicing. I know that some teams are in pads. Some teams aren't in pads. Some teams are getting in shape. Some teams are lifting weights there. I mean, this is the season to get ready. And I know that most teams already had the tryouts, and, you know, I've still seen some teams that are still looking for players, which is all good. You know, you should always be recruiting. 24/7, 365, as I call it. I'm still getting emails here with Las Vegas Showgirls with players who want to play. Even though we're pretty solid, but we're always looking for those who are seriously interested in participating and who's going to, you know, basically do what they do to make it happen. So, again, a lot of teams are practicing. Like I said, I know a few teams have been in pads. For us, we have not been in pads as of yet. We've used the month of January. We started with the third week of January due to the camping conference. I took a week off, week and a half off, and we got started like on the 18th or something like that. So for the last month, it's been lifting weights and just running. We haven't even seen a football out on the field yet. I've introduced the girls to my favorite Mr. Hill, and Mr. Hill is taking its toll on the ladies. And every Thursday night, we are on Mr. Hill for about an hour and a half, doing several drills, getting stronger, getting faster. Every Tuesday night, we're over at 6 for 10, which is our official lifting sponsor, our weightlifting place. You know, that would be equivalent to some of you guys who might have 24-hour fitness, Gold's Gym. It's more like Gold's Gym. It's not a beauty fitness center. It's hardcore. Let's get in here and get some weights. It's about a 10,000 square foot. No, it's more than 10,000. About 30,000 square foot facility, and we really work hard in there. And we're getting in shape to get in shape to lift weights there. But we haven't gone heavy yet. We've pretty much been teaching the girls how to lift, doing lots of reps, getting stronger, so that we can get stronger, which we'll be implementing starting this week. We'll start doing our heavy lifting. So we got heavy lifting going on. We got running. Again, we won't hit pads until the end of the month. The last week of February is when we start busting out the helmets. Still won't be hitting. We'll just be working out in the helmets and shoulder pads and stuff like that. It's just a process. It's my philosophy. Some coaches feel that, you know, I know some teams have been hitting since December, which is great, you know, if they're rookie teams and all that other stuff. But my philosophy is that we're going to teach you to get in shape first, get you right, and then we're going to get in there and learn how to hit. I got a veteran squad coming back, so it's not like we have to reteach. I think I got 16 rookies on our team this year. We're looking at about 44 players on our roster this year. And like I said, I don't turn nobody away, and people are still asking, can they join? But, you know, football ain't for everybody, and we haven't even gotten the pads yet, and some people have already put the ball down, and we haven't even picked the ball up. But anyway, you know, again, we are in preseason right now, early season, and teams are really rocking and rolling. I know a lot of teams are trying to schedule some preseason games. I know I initially tried to schedule 4 preseason games. I'm working on getting the 13th of January being our first game here in Vegas, preseason game. I'm just waiting on the team to get back to me in that situation. Then I have 2 games on the weekend of March 20th. We're going to play host to the San Diego Sting and also the Ventura Black Widows. We're probably going to do a 3-way scrimmage for that weekend, and I'm trying to tie it in with the county program over at the Pearson Center here in Las Vegas and try to do like a girls empowerment day. And I'll find out tomorrow more when I talk to the director of the Pearson Center, and we're going to create a girl empowerment day, and it'll be free to the public to come see a scrimmage and stuff like that. But another publicity opportunity to get the word out there that women play football, and also making it free, meaning more people will be involved and be willing to come and see the product before they have to pay for the product. And then we got the Casino Bowl. The Casino Bowl is in its 15th year here in Las Vegas, and it's pretty much an all-star game for men semi-pro team. The all-stars of Colorado versus the United States all-stars, or a couple of local teams here against some all-star teams from across the nation. I haven't gotten the agenda as of yet, but that will be on March 27th here in Vegas. Again, a doubleheader. Asking Nance and BJ, if all possible, I'd like to broadcast that game here on Blog Talk Radio to get the season rolling, Kick it off and let's do it and make it happen. I'm still looking for a team that would like to come to Vegas and play in this historical event. Again, to play in front of about 1,500, 2,000 people at a regular game will be very enlightening for any team that is willing and wanting to come. Just reach out to me. Give me a call at the number for this show. But 702-764-8878. And then also, you can always email me at LasVegasShowgirls@yahoo.com. Again, the challenge is out there. The opportunity is out there. If a team is willing to come, like I said, I take care of your hotel. You just got to get here. I think it would be a great experience at the Casino Bowl, which is on March 27th. Then we'll take the next 2 weeks off, and then we head up to Utah and play the Blitz for our season opener. So, again, it's a lot of things that should be taking place right now. I know there's a couple of teams out there that are sore. You might want to look into preventing injuries. Again, hopefully we're teaching the right technique and proper techniques on how to hit, how to tackle. And those extra drills to make your running backs better, make your receivers better, make your quarterback better. The things that we'll learn at the camp and conference should be very enlightening and highlighted there. And, that's just the way it goes. Again, you rock your 4 quarters with Coach Lee here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm here. You there. We everywhere. And 2010 is going to be an exciting, exciting, exciting season for women's football. There's a lot of things in the pipeline that I know of that's taking place. And I might sprinkle a little bit tonight. I did get a couple of emails about the USA Lady Eagles. So I'll run third quarter with USA Lady Eagles, and then we'll finish up fourth quarter with the Ning Board, hot topics on the Ning Board, and find out what's going on, what's going down on Women's Tackle Football Group .ning.com board, the number one networking board in women's football. So, again, we're rocking and rolling. 4 quarters of Coach Lee here on Blog Talk Radio. If you want an opportunity to call in, check in, you got something to say, you want to do something, got a topic you want to talk about, you can always join me here at area code, 347, 826-7278. Again, 347-826-7278. I definitely will be allowing callers to call in and join in, and let's talk. You know, because you're rocking four quarters with Coach Lee, and we're going to hit halftime. We at the halftime mark, so let's see it. Halftime! Also, time to wet my whistle. I wish I could say Coca-Cola Zero, because that's what I'm drinking. That's going to be my new sponsor one day. But actually, this is my wife's Coca-Cola Zero, so I can't drink it too much. She's going to know. She probably got a line on here or something. All right, anyway, moving on. In the third quarter, you know what? We're going to talk a little bit about the ladies, USA Lady Eagles Football Club. Again, USA Ladies Football Club. It was just announced out there. I think it was Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, it was Thursday, that we are ready to rock and roll, you guys. Actually, it was last Monday when I made mention of it. That we got a couple of games lined up, and we're just waiting on the contracts to be signed so that we can get up and head over there and make it happen. But for y'all that don't know, I am also the director of the USA Ladies Lady Eagles Football Club, and we will be an international traveling squad, all-star team, compiled up of the best athletes in the United States representing, of course, the USA. We all Americans, we can do that. So it's all good. But basically, for those who don't know, USA Ladies Eagles Football Club was formed to promote and develop development of the sport of American football within the United States, as well as with other friends who play the sport internationally within their respective countries. We support the growth and development of the sport domestically by providing women playing opportunities for deserving athletes, and internationally by participating in competitive exhibition, charity, and friendship games and tournaments. We will recruit and accept all athletes, coaches, and administrators of support staff who best exhibit the characteristics of an ambassador and champion of citizen and sportsmanship. To express interest in participating with the USA Lady Eagles Football Club as an athlete, coach, or support staff, you can always reach us at usaladyeaglesfootball@yahoo.com. Again, that's usaladyfootball@yahoo.com. And basically, just give you a brief history of what, and then I'll get into some more details. The USA Lady Eagles was formed in the spring of 2009 through the hard work and vision of Rudy Whalen, Hines Pete, and myself, Deion Lee. Since that time, the team has put together a master schedule to participate in events in and around the U.S. and other countries. We are looking to provide women opportunities to participate in international events to more than 200 athletes. Again, I will underline that. We're looking at roughly 200 athletes, coaches, support staff involved in USA Lady Eagles Football Club. No other USA American women's football organization will participate in more international games or travel as far as to gain as much experience as the USA Lady Eagles Football Club will do. Again, we got some great things on the table, and again, our future goals. USA Lady Eagles will continue to grow as an organization and expand our opportunities to participate in club-level games around the world. We will continue to recruit great ambassadors and representatives of our sport from across the United States and make our organization attractive to corporate sponsors and partners, which we have already, and that's what I've been lining up. Our immediate plans for 2010 include one international game, as well as hosting as many as three domestic games featuring guests from Canada, Mexico, and Europe. So again, we are working hard. Like I said, we have three countries that want to play us soon. In May-June time, we're looking into a particular weekend that we want to get that taken care of. Announcements will be made real soon once again. Once we lock those things up, we will definitely be making those announcements. Our goal is to form four regional all-star teams. Again, there's a lot of women here in the United States, in the United States, period, that can play some ball. And we're looking at 45 person roster with five coaches and staff. And so, again, we're going to have a West, the East, the North, and the South, South team. So that's four with 45 women on each team. And we definitely will have a couple of games going on this coming summer and this coming off season, well, which will be regular football season, exhibition games in and across the United States to help generate awareness of the of football for women as a whole and as the USA Lady Eagles. So we got some big plans coming up, and if you want to be a part of it, again, email us right now. You can email us at usaladyeaglesfootball@yahoo.com. Again, we're taking applications right now for coaches, players. If you are a player, it would be great to send in a highlight film of yourself. Again, we're going to do this just like college recruiting. We're going to be recruiting the best. And right now, if you know someone on your team or on another team that you think should come, hey, get us some film. We really want to recruit. And the whole goal of this thing is to get the four areas where you can drive approximately no more than 6 hours away from home base for each region. The reason why we want to do that is to give, one, more opportunity for women to play, and two, we want to practice at least one weekend a month is what we're shooting for. So, again, we're looking like we want to have like what we call Hell Weekend, where you come in on a Friday late afternoon, go practice, team meeting, practice, bed down, have a three-day practice on Saturday, you know, morning, afternoon, and evening with film sessions in between, and then at least one to two practices on Sunday and be gone by noon. So, again, you're looking at maybe, that's what, six possible practices for one weekend, and then going off and playing across the United States. Again, the easiest thing that we can do as the USA Lady Eagles and play games here domestically is play against each other, you know, the East versus the West, North versus South. It might have a couple of exhibition games where all four teams will meet up in one location and play a doubleheader. It's one of the ideas to get that experience. And then, again, to kick off this thing, and then bring these teams in from, you know, neighboring borders such as Mexico, such as Canada. And then, like I said, we have a lot of European teams that have expressed interest in coming here to the States. Their issue is they just don't want to come here and play one game. You know, it's a lot of money to come out here for one game, and that's why we set up the format. That way they can probably get two, possibly three games in while they're here for the 15 days that they would normally be over here in the States. So, again, we got a method to this madness. And I'm opening the doors up and hoping that you guys are wanting and willing to join. You can also get some more information if you go to womenstacklefootballgroup.ning.com. You can join the USA Lady Eagles Football Club group. Right now, there's, what, 25 members of that particular group. And again, we're taking applications. I think the address will be on there. If not, I'll get the address up there for the mailing address to get those DVDs in, coaching style, resumes. We're looking for everything. You know, it's not going to be my buddy get to run it because you know me. My plan is not to be the head coach of any of the teams. My job is to be the director and organize and get these games up and rolling and promote this event. But we will see. We will see what takes place for this first one. I know we will be traveling overseas, so we will be the first. As it is right now, the USA Lady Eagles will be the first international USA team to go overseas and play. I'll have dates real soon, but they will be in May. This particular weekend will be in May. And so, again, you know, we make it happen. I make it happen. That's my slogan. That's my middle name, Dion. Make it happen, Lee. You know, some people just sit on their hands. Some people sit on their butts and don't get it done. But I'm looking for some eager folks who are hard workers and really want to make this successful. Because again, if we got something that's continuous every off season to put our best players out there and travel and to represent the states, then that's great. Be it the West, the East, the South, the North, that's even better. Again, giving more opportunities for women out there. I really feel that there's more than 45 all-star women that play football here in the United States. I think we can come up with four hell of a teams from each region that nobody could beat. I think that the competition would basically be amongst ourselves. That's how good we can be. And that's where we're taking it. You heard it here first with Coach Lee, four quarters with Coach Lee. You hear it first here all the time. You know, who broke the international team first? Coach Lee did win last spring. That's when this concept came up. You know, what did you hear about the WFA championship game? Right here, Coach Lee. Four quarters of Coach Lee. You want to know what's going on, what's going down? You need to tune in. If you tuned in and your friend ain't tuned in, you better tune them in. If your team ain't tuned in, you better tune them in. If your coaches ain't tuned in, you better tune them in. And if your owners ain't tuned in, you better tune them in. Because I'm giving up all kind of information here, Four Quarters of Coach Lee. Because we talk about women's football only here on Four Quarters of Coach Lee. Yeah, I'm plugging it. Yeah, I'm making it happen. But you know what? It's going to happen for everybody. So, you know, get on board and let's rock and roll. So we're going to end quarter number three. Again, we talked about USA Lady Eagles football club going international, playing here domestically. And, you know, we're putting it together. So, again, go to the Ning board and get more information. I think the mailing address is on there. Let me double check while I'm at it. Let me double check. Yes, 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 yes. The mailing address is 3035. What is this? Here we go. You make it out to USA Lady Football Club. Address is 3035 Lindell. That's L-I-N-D-E-L-L Road. Again, we're headquartered here in Las Vegas. Las Vegas, Nevada. That's NV89146. So again, put your package together, put a highlight tape together, put some stats together, you know, a little biography or a little profile of yourself, and get a recommendation letter from your coaches or your owners or whatever. And, you know, package this thing together, baby. Package it together so that you can make sure that you are in the selection process. And again, you know, the coaches would select what they're looking for is based on their offense and their defense and your skills. So that's going to be the selection process. And applications are being accepted right now. So get them in. I should have some information by my next Monday show on dates and times and locations. And some people have asked me about cost. I even have that location in there as well. We're trying to make cost a very, 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 very bare minimum. Again, that's what we went out and got sponsors for, to get this done. We don't want this to be a burden on you to be a part of making her story, as I call it, his story, her story. We don't want it to be a burden on you. So we're going to do the best that we can to eliminate the cost and get you up and over to where we got to go. So anyway, let's move on to fourth quarter. Yes, 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 y'all. We're going to move to fourth quarter. And, again, I got to throw a shout-out to the sponsors. You know, we got Rogers Athletic Company. We're the best. Where the good gets better, as I threw in my slogan for them. And I'm going to work with them in order to get their marketing department up to speed. We got Enterprise. Why? Because they will pick you up. And we also got Adidas, my Adidas, your Adidas, we Adidas. We all should be rocking Adidas. All right, all right. I'm not quite sure if I got anybody on the line. If I got anybody on the line, please speak. Got you in here with Four Quarters of Coach Lee. Four Quarters of Coach Lee. All right. Like I said, hey, we make it happen. We make it happen. We keep on going. We keep on going. And let me change over here to the Ning board. All right, let's see what's been going down on the Ning board here. We have some women's football group, women's tackle football group.ning.com. Again, Women's Tackle Football Group. Neem.com is where I'm at. And let me see what is going on here on the Neem board. All righty, here we go. Oh, let's see. What's some of the hot topics? Actually, you got Coach John that's on the Neem board right now. Again, you got USA Lady Eagles Football Club group. People are jumping in to be members to get information on what's going down. Let's see, the hottest topic right now or the latest topic, WFA schedule / questions. This is by John Spatz. John Spatz is probably one of the he uses his board. I mean, he really pokes around and get information out there. He is definitely sincere about his love for women's football, and he comes up with a lot of great topics and discussions. And so he came up with a topic as of the 15th, which was what? Today. And he had a couple of questions regarding the WFA schedule. And basically his question is, what's the story behind the Team Mexico playing just four games with all of them on the road? Are they also eligible for the playoffs? What's the story behind some teams playing nine games while others play seven? Are non-league opponents listed on the Utah Blitz and Portland Fighting Philly schedule carry any playoff implications? And with the West Virginia Bruisers' departure, will many of the division setups be refined, or will the Columbus, Dayton, Pittsburgh division simply just be a three-team division rather than four? We had Michael respond to his questions. By questions again, he said, basically, again, border issues. The WFA hasn't been able to gather up any more teams from Mexico, plus the USA teams can't afford international travel. So that's why the Mexico team will be traveling. His answer for question number two is he don't know. Even if they were, I doubt they'll qualify for games. I guess that's referring to the playoffs. His answer to question number three is still no idea, which was, what's the story behind some teams playing 9-7 games? And time would tell. And then John came back saying that maybe he needs to start a new WFL schedule question thread instead of hijacking his own. He's trying to figure out the sincerity of out-of-league games for coaches who truly win the game. I need to know this in order to determine which teams and games should appear in each league's ranking. So, again, John does the ranking system for the WFA. He has his own style and procedures, which is great. I think it's something to talk about. Keep women's football in people's mouths and ears is to start some some rankings, because it's always questions of who's number one and why, and how come we're number eight and we better than this team. You know, again, that's what the NCAA does a good job of doing. That's why they keep the BCS Bowl going on, because it creates conversation pieces. It keeps college football in the mouths and ears of those. And then, of course, I respond to his questions and letting them know that we as a WFA are still working on more teams in Mexico. Right now, most USA teams, players, don't have passports. So that's one of the biggest issues right now. A lot of us Americans do not have passports, myself included. I'm actually in the process of getting my passport for international play. But it's something that we just don't do unless we are travelers. So that was one of my answers. You know, the teams in Texas, per se, don't have passports. Or if they do, not everybody has one. And making it difficult to travel full teams over to Mexico this year. The Mexico team already have passports from last year. You know, Team Mexico came over and played in the American Bowl game before the WFA Championship game. So their players are already prepared with their passports. So it makes no sense to have them play over there. But the WFA is planning to host a major bowl game over in Mexico. So there will be an American team that will go over and play a home game in Mexico. And then my question to His Sincerity about teams winning if they're non-scheduled counts or don't count. You know, my answer is, you know, if you win, you're in. Well, actually, no, that was my question for my answer to his question about playoffs. My thing is, if you win, you're in. Then my question, my answer to his third question about the 7 and 9 game schedules, and my answer is each region is maxing out as many games as possible to help each team get to 8. With keeping the cost of travel down, we still have more teams coming in 2011 to balance out the divisions. I know here on the West Coast, we are making it work until 2011. You know, no schedule is totally perfect. And, you know, if we're going to stay true to the reason why we are in the WFA is to keep it regional, then, yes, we will. You're going to have an odd number when you have some teams bag out, like as proposed to come into the league, and then as the schedule is being put together, you find out they don't even have a team. I don't know if some people just made up stuff to try to throw us off or, you know, sincerely they just couldn't get a team together. Don't know yet. But you know what? You got to have a plan B, plan C, and you make adjustments. And you live with those adjustments. And that's what we're doing in the WFA. Some teams are going to play 7, some teams are going to play 9. And percentage-wise, you'll be able to make the playoffs based on your win and loss percentage. But again, I was talking about here on the West Coast, we're making it work until 2011. But we're happy to host an extra game to give Portland a full season due to others not coming in 2010. And then to answer question number 4, we again are trying to make sure we have a full season for each team with the non-commitments from 2 teams in our region. Actually, we had 3 in our region. And within our league, it's okay to play outside the league. So I guess the question was, will these other games count for 9? I'm saying no. It'll count towards your overall record as an organization. I mean, I count my wins against Boise as a 6s, but in a separate category. I count my win against the Utah Avalanche in the 8, you know, as our overall record as a Las Vegas Showgirls organization. And then again, to answer question number 5, which was, sorry about that, you guys, my mouth's not working. I had to grab it around my mouth. His question was on question 5, with the West Virginia departure, about the divisions, about being 3 or 4, are we going to mix it up? And then my answer is, not sure on this one. My thing is to leave it alone and roll with it. No need to try and redo. The way that the playoffs are set up, a 3-team division is fine. Again, because the winner of your division, and plus the, what I want to call it, a wild card. So, again, you guys, hey, this is Coach Lee, yo, and I'm giving it to you like I give it to you. And we do what we do here. And, you know, my thing is this. I think no matter what type of game you play, a friendship game, exhibition game, a playoff game, a championship game, bowl game, I think each team will play to win, no matter what the game you call. We play to win the game, as I laugh out loud. We play to win the game. No matter who you put in front of us, it is our time to play this game. So, again, you rock 4 quarters, Coach Lee, each and every Monday. Tell a friend, tell a coach, tell a player, tell your owner. And if you're the owner, tell another owner. They need a team in. Coach Lee knows what he's talking about. Coach Lee's giving you things you like, you good. And if you have any disparities or some things against what I'm saying, hey, you can always call in. You can always email me. You know the number. You know the email. Because that's how we do it. That's how we do it. You rock it 4 quarters, Coach Lee, here on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm out.
Question what I am, God knows. Coach is coming from the heart. What I got, better get some shit on up. Hustler of culture. Snake bitten, been spit in the face. What the rhyme keeps spitting, respect's been given. How's your living? Now I can't protect. I paid off defects. Check the record and record. Inattentional wreck.
played off as the intellect. Made the call, took the fall, broke the laws. Not my fault that they're falling off. Known as fair and square throughout my years. So I growl at the living.